Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations across the country on the Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, on their website. And we also broadcast on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest radio markets in America. And, of course, we've got some great independent stations that we're broadcasting on, too. And you can hear us on the Internet. We're streaming live right now on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, as well as other places as well. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there working to keep us free and safe. Now to everybody working on the third watch, like the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS drivers, our bulk mail carriers, Felix and the gang, getting the job done, our suicide jockeys, hauling the gas, the diesel, and the petroleum products so we can go where we want to go. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show, and we're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, which, by the way, I believe that's now X, so I got to get that right? So X. And then we're also on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check out all the things we got going on. Plus, there's links there for our two guests. And coming up first, you've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, because you're on the top line. Hello there, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, and then we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, as well as the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Go over there, check that out. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, they're going yay, yay, because it's 82 degrees. It's a nice night. Kyle's going to be meeting Hillary up close and personal here, and we're going to say the pledge, and then we'll get going. You ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America.
And to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start it out because I know what Denise wants to talk about. And then you can join in here. Denise, you want to talk about Congressman Comer and talking about the National Archives and what he's doing there. So go ahead.
Well, we have a very interesting situation here where super sleuth now, Congressman Comer, head of the oversight, who has been doing the work on all things Hunter Biden, which is really leads to Joe Biden, has found that Joe Biden was, during his time as vice president, maybe even up to today, we don't know that yet, but he seems to have a couple aliases. One is Robert L. Peters, another one is Robert Ware, or another one is J.R.B. Ware. How is this determined? It seems that there were some emails regarding a phone call to the president of Ukraine back at the time. Again, this is not Zelensky. This is going back to vice president times of Biden. But the phone call was being coordinated with talking points and whatnot. And there was in these emails, the emails went to Robert L. Peters and made reference, others made reference to Robin Ware or J.R.B. Ware, W-A-R-E. And so that was really kind of curious. So as it turns out, this was the alias that Hunter Biden, Eric Schwerin, and Devin Archer, and I think one assistant were using on an email. So now it opens up a whole nother condition here, and that is, why, if you're doing something above board and honest, why do you need an alias or a pseudonym or a fake name?
You bet.
And then it will also tell Comer and the investigative committee at Oversight other channels that he's been going down to look at a different set of names now. They may have been looking all this time for Joe Biden. Come to find out, Joe Biden wasn't Joe Biden. He was Robert L. Peters. But what's particularly fascinating is the National Archives actually has these records. And it looks like the National Archives was kind of covering for all things Biden, because they knew about Robert L. Peters. And they didn't, it being a pseudonym or an alias. And they didn't bother to tell anybody over at the Department of Justice or the FBI. So it's shameful. But in the meantime, Comer has sent a two-page letter over to the National Archives demanding all of the communications unredacted, because apparently they sent back some stuff that was redacted. Now, why would they redact anything?
Mm-hmm. Hold that thought.
Uh-huh.
Hold that thought. Okay, we're coming back, folks, with more with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. It's a Friday. We got plenty more coming your way.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle, and thank you very much for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, to the program a Friday morning, and we are talking with Denise Simon, and I'll be doing that right after I tell you. This segment is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico's been saving people money for over 85 years. Currently, they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, geico.com, can give you the information you need on a cost comparison to see if they can save you money on the car or the truck that you're driving. Maybe you're driving a pickup truck or whatever. So, go to geico.com, type in your information, and find out what it's going to cost for your vehicle with them versus your vehicle with your current carrier. You might be surprised at the savings you'll have to begin with. But where you'll really save more money is when you bundle a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or an RV. If you have any of those, it'll cause your car insurance or your truck insurance to go down. But where you really, really get a break is when you put your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance on your Geico auto policy and bundle everything together. You'll save a boatload of money. So, give them a call or go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and see how much money they can save you. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook is back with us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
And we have a caller that's joined us, Bagabman Bob. Bagabman Bob, what's going on?
Oh, this is Bagabman Bob on the bridge in my motorized recliner. Just want to let you know that my Georgia state senator here seems like she wants to impeach that district attorney Willis over the Trump charges.
Yep.
And it seems like they might have some shot of if they can do that, they could move that to a change of venue, maybe out of Atlanta. And the second thing I wanted to mention was the elder abuse against Senator Feinstein in California. And is there a chance that they will be replacing her? All right. That's it, Captain.
All right. He did it again, Kyle, but that's okay. Go ahead, Denise.
Yeah, I saw that. We don't, and there's also an emergency filing to impeach this DA. They want to have a,
yep,
an emergency legislative session. So
yep.
I think some interesting things will be, as I said, I think yesterday, there's going to be all kinds of filings and counter lawsuits that are going on, so you almost have to be patient because I think it's going to get very convoluted.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get very confusing. And I mean, they could, you know, so every day there's going to be some kind of a little snippet or some kind of a little update that's going to continue to change the landscape on this whole thing with Georgia's and the calendar of which Trump is going to have to meet. So we're going to have to be patient on all of this one, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, Kyle.
Well, good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, we understand now that a U.S. judge is not going to block a Florida law that bars Chinese citizens, presumably Chinese nationals, from owning homes or property, I suppose, in the state of Florida. What is the scope of this? And, I mean, obviously, Americans can't, or foreigners can't go to China and start buying up land, but that does seem to be an issue here in the United States. I'm not talking about Chinese people. I'm talking about Chinese nationals or some other state affiliated group buying up land.
What DeSantis did through the legislature was to say, you know, China is buying up real estate of Chinese entities, front companies, whatever they can be, you know, across the country. And DeSantis took a very proactive posture with the Florida state legislature and said, nope, you know, you can't do that in Florida. And a lot of people called that racist, so there was a counter lawsuit that challenged all that, and the judge said, nope, we're not going to allow that. So DeSantis's signature to that piece of legislation stands. Now, I think, I don't know how many acres, but I think Michigan, there's a small town in Michigan that actually prevailed in preventing a Chinese operation from buying property in this small town. But that does not mean there's not other places in Michigan. It's just that this town fought back, and rightly so. So, yeah, that's it was a good decision by the judge on the Florida case, and I think it should have send a message to other states, other jurisdictions across the country of what they can be doing. If
Very
it's already too late, if it's already too late, and the Chinese have already Chinese operations or operatives have already bought property that could be a threat. I think that, say, if it was in Montana or Nevada or California, wherever it may be, and it's a danger, I think we ought to go for eminent domain.
Well, yeah, indeed, and that's definitely a very important aspect to this. And also, Denise, you know, many times when we talk or we talk about different topics, a lot of times, of course, the world focuses on what's happening in China, what's happening with Russia, with Ukraine, and so forth. But from time to time, you mention things that are happening, for example, in Africa or South America. In a nutshell, are there aspects that are going on that would have a big effect
on the world economy or on the United States, you know, because a lot of times this is way off the beaten path, but there's other stuff happening that could affect us, right?
Well, and those are the kinds of things I pay attention to. It may sound boring for a lot of people when it comes to foreign policy because people are so interested more in domestic policy, and I understand that, but foreign policy does affect domestic policy. And, you know, people are still very dismissive of the fact that China is moving into a former espionage/military base in Cuba. And the fact that I would argue what China's doing is resurrecting an espionage base and communications in Cuba, and they're going to use Huawei. Now, Huawei is one of the more nefarious communications companies in the world. And, I mean, all you have to do is just type it in and see that it's been a scandalous company going back 20 years. So what is the administration doing? Oh, well, we're kind of like doing nothing. What? And, you know, I mentioned the other day, yesterday, I think, about the full collapse of Ecuador. What the heck does this mean now? I mean, you have got gangs, you've got cartels that are in control of a country. So Ecuador now is going to look just like Mexico? Well, what is that going to look like? Do we even have any ambassadors that are, you know, stomping their feet and sending, you know, alerts back to the State Department such that, you know, the State Department coordinates with the CIA? I mean,
won't China, for example, try to go and fill these vacuums and thereby gain even greater influence? Yeah.
They do. It's called debt trapping, Kyle, and what China has been doing is going into developing countries or third world countries selectively to look at what they have as far as assets. What I mean by assets, do they have cobalt? Do they have anything that has to do with rare earth minerals that China is trying to capture? Well, yes. So in order to ingratiate themselves, they'll go to those third world countries and say, hey, do you need an airport? Hey, do you need a shipping port? Do you need a telecommunications infrastructure? Okay, we'll loan you the money. And then they can't pay it back and China
and
hopes
then they're trapped.
Comes music, kiddos. I got to let you go, and we'll catch you on the weekend show there, Denise. So have yourself a good day.
Sure, thank you.
All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and we'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we've got lots more to talk about. And, of course, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, will be back with our military and veterans news segment.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
U.S. USA News Update. Talks are underway to free a former U.S. Marine being held in a Russian prison.
In Washington, D.C., the State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken, speaking by phone to American Paul Whelan, the former Marine who is currently being held in a Russian prison.
The Secretary was able to hear directly from Paul about his condition and was able to tell Paul that President Biden and he remain committed to bringing him home.
That's State Department spokesman Vedant Patel.
Secretary Blinken offered Russia a serious proposal for Paul Whelan's release, and that our view continues to be that Russia should immediately release Paul Whelan.
Now, the Russians have been holding him on spying charges since 2018. I'm Laura Winters.
A storm system has strengthened into a hurricane in the Pacific Ocean southwest of Mexico. It will hit California and areas of the southwest most likely as a tropical storm. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And make sure that you check out National Aviation Academy by going to their website, naa.edu, especially if you're coming out of the military and have some aviation maintenance tech experience, because you can get yourself a civilian job that'll pay you buku bucks and a whole bunch of benefits and be set for life. And those of you that are in high school wondering what to do, maybe you're looking to go to a trade school, this is something you could do as well. NAA.edu. And of course, somebody looking to make a career change, this is a great career to change too, because again, the money is there, the work is there, the jobs are there, and it's all about good times, good people, and doing things that are really good, and you feel good about the work you do, keeping the big birds flying up in the air. And I'm talking about the aircraft. So NAA.edu is the website. Give them a call after you take a look at that. 800-659-2080 is the number to call for any questions. And, of course, they have two campuses that you can go and take a tour of. One is in Concord, Mass., outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here at Tampa Bay. I'm over in Tampa on this side. They're over on the other side in Clearwater. So give them a call, 800-659-2080. Check them out online, naa.edu, and ask to take the tour. When you do, you'll be able to talk to students. You'll be able to talk to instructors. You'll be able to talk to the money people about a student loan. And, of course, you'll be able to get any questions answered that you have along the way. naa.edu. Give them a call, 800-659-2080. There you go. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we talked about this, and I'm going to mention it again. This is Israel, but this is big news for Israel. They have confirmed the largest ever defense deal with Germany for $3.5 billion, buying the Arrow defense missile system to go along with their Iron Dome.
Well, that's really significant. Israel's always under threat for these kinds of things.
Well, that's the understatement of the year, and yes, you are right. They are always under threat, and we'll see how this all works out. Now, I'm also curious, because and we're going to stay in the Middle East for a second, we're finding out that the Marines, some 3,000, that have been taken over via the amphibious assault ships and aircraft carriers that they were hitching a ride aboard, if you will, are now getting ready to ride shotgun on the commercial ships that are traveling through the Straits of Hormuz and the Strait of Omar to make sure that the Iranian gunboats don't come after them and try to board them and commandeer them and take them to shore. So we'll see what happens, and the Navy will be there as well. The Air Force will be there with some of their planes, the Navy with some of their planes as well. And I would just like to see the Iranians now try to go after one of those ships that had Marines on board it.
Well, my hope, Captain, first of all, is that the Marines are safe, obviously,
yep.
That they don't see any action on this, but hopefully their presence will be a deterrent. Iran, though, of course, may decide that it wants to still try something. They may not try something overtly with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, but they could, in fact, find another way to attack these ships or do something that ends up bringing our Marines into harm's way. So we have to be very careful. And, of course, we have total faith in our soldiers for that, absolutely.
Well, I've been wondering why they haven't used their aircraft that they have, that or missiles.
Well, all those things could still be in the offing, especially if they decide that, well, now we have some American targets that we know are on these ships. And if they make that decision to go that far, well, then, you know, we don't want to think about what has to happen after that.
Now, the energy-saving aircraft prototype is going to be built by Jet Zero for the Air Force. This Jet Zero and Northrop Grumman will ready a full-scale prototype for its first flight in 2027. And this is going to be one of these pilotless aircraft, if you will, being flown by the Air Force. It's an experiment to see what they can do and what they can't do with it, whether or not it can fly in combat and take on other aircraft.
This is exciting. It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've talked about the VA this week, correct?
Right.
And the Veterans Health Administration this month topped 400,000 employees for the first time, with staffing levels pushed higher by months of aggressive hiring practices by federal officials. The only problem is some of these people still don't speak the English language. And I'm telling you, it's a problem. when you get there because you're almost using sign language to communicate.
Wow. That is, yeah, quite a, can be an impediment, yeah.
Impediment, that's the understatement of the year. That's a big word, man. You keep using these big words. By the way, Russia, once again, has hit the Ukrainian grain depots. Kiev has increasingly used those terminals for grain transport to Europe after Moscow broke off a key wartime export deal through the Black Sea, and now they're just popping off a missile or two every now and then at a grain silo.
Well, yes, exactly. And, of course, obviously, you know, when you start taking out the food supply like this or putting it in danger, it has huge ramifications.
Now, the Ukraine has recaptured a small village as the Russian forces are retreating. It's not all about the Ukrainians being beat up on by the big old bad Russians. The Russians are some of their cargo lanes have been stretched very thin and they've run out of supplies, so they got to go back where they came from to try to regroup again. But the announcement came on the same day that a cargo ship stranded in the Odessa port became the first to venture into the Black Sea despite Moscow's threats. Remember the ship that went out there and avoided the blockade?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's where it came from.
Well, again, to see there's an escalation factor here if the ships start coming under fire, either by the Russians or the Ukrainians.
Well, what do you do then?
Well, I think it expands. It expands the war, and we don't know exactly what would happen after that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do know this. We know that it's not going to take much to get everybody fired up on all cylinders because, again, Ukraine, I don't see that slowing down at all for any reason. I could be wrong, but that's just me talking.
Well, no, I mean, but it will continue to go on and on and on. And, you know, as we were talking with Denise, those F-16s are not going to be there in the very short order, but at some point they will, and then hopefully they'll make a difference. But this seems to be dragging on to the, and so many people are asking that question. Why can't you win this war? What does it take to win it? And why can't we give it to them? I mean, collectively, the free world.
Well, because they don't have the equipment that they need to go out and actually beat the Russian army. We know they need aircraft, right?
Of course.
And they still don't have it. They've got what they've got left from the old days, which is basically a bunch of helicopters and some propeller-operated aircraft.
Right. I think there's a weird, I don't want to call it a balance here, because that's not what it is. But as long as Putin is fighting this war, I guess he's technically not losing this war. But what on earth happens, Captain? Only the Lord knows, I guess, what happens when Putin really starts losing this war. Then what does he do? Something desperate, maybe.
More than likely, yes. Okay. Hang on there, Kyle. And folks, I'll be right back. And, of course, when we come back, we'll have Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us and opining as he does. We've got some money talks to talk with him about. You're going to love the conversation. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be right back with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi folks, Kyle Warren here from the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. We're here to say welcome aboard to our new affiliate, KDON 101.5 FM in Las Vegas, Nevada. Tune in weekdays starting at midnight to 3 a.m. Pacific time for tomorrow's news tonight right here on the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to hear from you at 1-877-969-8600. Welcome aboard KDON 101.5 FM, the talk of Las Vegas.
Alrighty, and we are welcoming you aboard at KDON Radio in Las Vegas. We got quite a few friends over there, and always happy to make a new acquaintance and new listeners. So there you go. Now, let's start out here because this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. And in particular, how about Moss Acura? Now, I ran into a lady yesterday, and I told everybody about it. She was at the gas pump where I was at, and I was filling my vehicle, and she was filling hers, and she was driving an Acura. And I told her, I says, that's a pretty good-looking car. Where'd you get it? She goes, I got it at Moss Family Automotive, the Acura dealership over on North Florida. I says, oh, good. I says, you like it? She goes, oh, yeah. So they take good care of you? Yeah, it was great. It was the best experience I ever had. Well, it just goes to solidify what I keep telling you, because her husband was in the military. So they took advantage of the You Serve, You Save program, and they got a great deal. Now, all active military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, whether you're EMS or firefighters or police, Get a great deal over there afforded to you on North Florida Avenue. They're right next door to the Nissan dealer. They got Moss Nissan and Moss Acura side by side. Now, you also get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. So check them out and see what that's all about. And you're going to love that. Free tire rotations and free oil changes for the life of the vehicle. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com on the website. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out and then let them know that you want to come and take a look at something. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That opens the door wide open for some other savings along the way. Okay, first of all, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is back with us. Hello, Chris.
Good morning.
And we've got a caller I'm going to take real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Captain. This is Mike in Clearwater, the mayor.
Oh, hello there, Mayor.
How you doing? Chris, I got a quick question. The BRICS people are, I guess, sometime this month making a major announcement about their currency that they're working on. I guess their goal is to dethrone the dollar and throw it off as the world reserve currency. How real is the threat of that happening? And if it does, what kind of hurt are we in for? And thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, Chris.
What country did you say was meaning to do this?
Britain. News to me.
Their economy can't do much of anything. Their economy is doing terrible over in the UK. They have their own currency, but they can't. There's no way that their economy could support being the world's reserve currency. It's just not going to happen. People were doing a scare tactics not too long ago with China and Russia getting together. Well, how are they doing right now? You take a look at the ruble, it's falling off a cliff. The Chinese economy is in the toilet right now. So, no, I have no concern at all that there's going to be any country or group of countries that could replace the dollar right now as the world's currency. The closest thing to it's the euro.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have another question here for you. It's pertaining to Walmart, and we made this comment off the air. Walmart is doing very well in this economy, even though Joe Biden's going around saying Bidenomics are the answer to all of the problems that we have, and it's doing a great job. But the company yesterday said they earned $1.84 per share, well above what Wall Street said they were going to do at $1.70. Now, comparable sales, those from stores and digital channels operating over the last 12 months, climbed 6.4% in the quarter that ended July 28th. Now, while it was slower than the growth seen earlier in the year, it was above the 4.1% growth expected by analysts. So Walmart is coming out pretty good in this economy that we have.
Well, they've always been known to be very, very efficient in how they go about handling their supply chains and managing costs and all of those other things, not to mention that they got out ahead when it came also to doing deliveries as well. So their digital business is also very strong. Even with that being said, the stock is kind of over the course of the year, it's up somewhat. And again, it's a foundational player in portfolios. So, I think they're on a good track.
Now, there was a poll done in the last couple of days by the Associated Press that says that only 36% of U.S. adults approve of Biden's handling of the economy. 60% don't.
Yeah, I can't imagine who that's 38% is saying that everything is going great. I mean, it's amazing. You got to, I don't even have to hit your head or something like that. But, again, this is all well and good, but, it's going to come down to, in the end, the two candidates and the two personalities that are on top. I'm hoping that Americans will stick to kitchen table issues and recognize that what they're paying and how much more they're paying. And, I think that those are usual winners in elections. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix here. Kyle, what's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Chris.
Morning.
I wanted to ask you just here real briefly. We talk a lot about China and China's economy. We know they're having a lot of property problems, but it looks like this news is fairly recent here, and that is the property giant Evergrande has now filed for bankruptcy protection in a Manhattan court. So, of course, they defaulted somewhere back in 2021, it looks like. But so what's the implication of that for not only the Chinese economy, but for the United States as well? This kind of thing, are we going to see more of it? What do you think?
We're definitely going to see more of it. We're seeing more of it with other property companies as well. You know, obviously investors are going to, that invested in this are going to take a hit. I think it's going to make it more difficult for China to attract investment. Their people right now are not confident in the future and what the future holds. And when that happens, people hunker down. And the citizens are actually holding on to their cash, paying down their debt. You're looking at a deflationary spiral, which is taking place over there. And right now, I don't know how the government's going to go about handling it. There's been talk of almost doing like a helicopter money situation and issuing all sorts of money to consumers out there, maybe in digital dollars that expire, so you force people to spend them. But, they got a very, very difficult situation with their economy.
All right, hold on a second. I got a caller. I'm going to take them real quick. Okay, Bagham and Bob, you got about 30 seconds.
Okay, just wanted to make a correction about that guy about the gold currency. Totally different from what he says. This is what they call the BRICS countries. Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa are playing to strike a blow against the U.S. Dollar. And it's going to be called the BRICS, and it's going to be totally backed by gold. Anyway, that's it, Cap.
All right, well, still news to me. What do you say, Chris?
I've heard talk about this, on plenty of occasions. I just don't think that any of those countries are strong enough to pull it together, nor are they going to be trustworthy in regards to, if you say something is backed by gold, but you also got to prove it. And, I don't necessarily know if the world's going to go ahead and believe it, especially China, who already sets with the yuan, sets their own rate.
Okay, Kyle, you got about 30 seconds. Go for it.
All right. Well, Chris, this could be an apocalyptic nightmare for our economy, or at least an indication our economy is really bad. According to new reports, some women are starting to say that men are asking for the cost of the first date dinner back if they don't agree to a second date. This has got to be a horrible, nightmarish scenario happening in our economy. It shows you how bad it truly is, I guess.
Good Lord.
It shows me I'm living... world, I can't even fathom something like that. I don't know what kind of man would actually do something. I'm living on a different planet.
Very bad form. Very bad form.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well. And on that we're going to end it because the music is starting to come up. But Chris, you have yourself a great weekend up there. Try not to get too hot, and we'll talk to you on Monday morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go over there. Check him out. And you'll hear his program on many of these same stations this weekend. Watchdog on Wall Street. All right, folks. Coming back with more. Don't go nowhere. It's a beautiful day in the morning where I'm at. Hope it is where you are.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com.
and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.